Hi, everyone. The 2024 Transparency Awards are out, and we're going to talk about some of the winners and the best practices that earned them top honors. I'm your host, Bill Coffin, and this is the Ethicast. On September 19th, Labrador, a leading global communications firm specializing in transparent corporate disclosure documents, announced the winners of the 2024 Transparency Awards. Now in their sixth year, the Transparency Awards celebrate those U.S. companies that exemplify best practices in disclosure, including best overall transparency, proxy statement, ESG reporting, Form 10-K, investor relations websites, codes of conduct, and plain language usage. The award rankings are based on a rigorous evaluation of corporate disclosure documents among the top 250 companies in the S&P 500 and recognize companies dedicated to building investor and stakeholder trust through clear, concise, and effective communication. And with us today to talk about the 2024 Transparency Awards, the trends they identify, and the best practices they reflect is Brock Romanek, transparency champion, former SEC lawyer, and editor of RealTransparentDisclosure.com. Brock, thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Bill.
Intel got top honors as the most transparent U.S. company this year. Can you talk a bit about how transparency can help improve company outcomes around investor interest, compliance, and other issues, especially at a time of stock market unsteadiness and, frankly, economic unpredictability?
Well, congratulations to Intel. It doesn't really matter what types of headwinds that a company faces when it comes to applying the 234 objective criteria we use to determine the Transparency Awards winners. Transparency is transparency. And so it is objective criteria across Intel's primary disclosure documents, which would include the annual report on the Form 10-K, the proxy statement, the IR website, the code of conduct, and the ESG/sustainability report. Intel's story is consistent. They're telling a story of transformation, and the consistency is very noticeable. So for example, in Intel's annual report on Form 10-K, the visuals you'll see in that document are well-crafted and have the appropriate length that provide the right level of context so you can, a reader can really understand what the message is. Another example is a company's proxy statement, which has a strong introductory section that includes a letter from an independent board chair that is very strong and really gives you a sense of what the board's message is. And then another introductory section in the proxy is one about the introduction to our business. That is a comprehensive section on mission, vision, purpose, and the company's strategy. And so Intel really goes all out in all its documents to provide their story.
You named Ecolab as having the best ESG report, and that comes as little surprise. Ecolab is also an 18-time World's Most Ethical Companies honoree. But can you talk about some of the standout aspects of this ESG report and why they matter so much in our current environment of ESG backlash and lackluster ESG reporting in general?
Yeah, there might be ESG backlash politically, but institutional investors still care mightily about this topic, particularly sustainability, as borne out by the level of discussion during shareholder engagement. So sort of behind closed doors, institutional investors are still asking a lot of questions. So the public-facing actions might indicate one thing, toning down the language in investor policies, but what's happening in reality is another. So in Ecolab's growth and impact report, the description of impact for them is front and center in their introductory Our Approach section, as well as woven throughout their report with an appropriate level of detail, again, provided on material topics. So they're not trying to overload material things by providing a lot of immaterial things. The things they provide, you know, are easy to understand. For Ecolab, as one might expect, given the company's line of business, water is at the forefront of their impact. One cool thing I should note about Ecolab's report is that a set of year-over-year employee engagement survey results that includes 5 years' worth of survey response data. So this company clearly is not cherry-picking results, and since they have 5 years' worth of data, which is pretty unusual.
NextEra was honored for Best Code of Conduct, and upon reading it, I can see why. I especially like their ethical decision-making flowchart and use of practical example to make their code come to life. What are some of the standout aspects of this code that you wish you saw in more codes of conduct generally?
Yeah, you articulated it well. You know when you see it. The answer is simple here, that the code of conduct is easy to navigate. The code uses communication techniques that make the code more like a resource, and that the concepts are more real, such as a number of Q&As that are sprinkled throughout the document. In addition, the document includes direct links to other policies so that if someone reading it, like an employee, but wanted to learn more information and drill down into a particular topic, that's easily accessible since there's a link right there. And then the code also has an introductory section that sets the tone with a letter from the chair, president, CEO, that mentions the importance of ethics, compliance, and integrity, and urges employees to follow the code and report any concerns. So it really is the real deal, and it's a good example for all companies to follow.
Ford Motor Company was named the most improved overall with an astonishing 116-point jump in your rankings year over year. Can you talk a bit about this? And is there anything about Ford's overall improvement that sheds light on larger issues that you see within corporate transparency and disclosure?
Right. Ford made quite a jump. That's why they won most improved. So they were 14th this year in 2024 compared to 130th last year. And the jump can be largely attributable to higher proxy statement and ESG/sustainability report scores. The improvement in the proxy was partially due to a new introductory section, which includes an about Ford page that has a lot of key information. And then throughout the sustainability report, there's excellent navigability. So it's easily accessible with banner links across the top of each page and mini tables of contents on each section divider page. So crafting a disclosure, including good navigation design, is with the end user in mind, is how companies can really help improve their scores and transparency. That's what we're looking for with our five pillars of transparency and our 234 objective criteria. Companies should take the opportunity to really tell their story at this particular moment in time when they're crafting the disclosure.
So my last question for you is, what is the timeline for the 2025 Transparency Awards? And do you have any advice for companies that want to get an early start on applying?
The Transparency Scientific Committee just met, in fact, right before this taping, to update the transparency criteria for next year, for 2025. And that updated criteria will be posted within a few weeks. So companies can review the updated criteria. So that would be the existing criteria. We're going to delete some criteria, we're going to add some new ones, and we're going to modify some. But by looking at that criteria, that can be your guidepost on how to improve your disclosure and how to improve your scores towards potentially winning an award next year as we objectively apply that criteria.
Brock, it's been terrific to have you back on the show. Thank you so much for joining us today to talk about this year's Transparency Awards. And thanks also for the work that you and your colleagues do to advance trust and transparency in general.
Thanks, Bill.
To learn more about the 2024 Transparency Awards and to view a full list of this year's winners, visit transparencyawards.com. To review analysis of good transparent disclosure throughout the year, visit realtransparentdisclosure.com. And for a host of helpful resources identifying best practices in ESG, codes of conduct, corporate governance, and more, please visit the Ethisphere Resource Center at ethisphere.com/resources. I'm Bill Coffin, and this has been the Ethicast. For more episodes, please visit the Ethisphere YouTube channel at youtube.com/ethisphere. And if this is your first time enjoying the show, please make sure to like and subscribe on YouTube, Apple Podcasts, and Spotify. Thanks very much for joining us. And until next time, remember, strong ethics is good business.